Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RHAP exit interviews for the Big Brother Canada 6 Final 3. I am Taryn Armstrong, and I am very, very excited to talk to the Final 3 of Big Brother Canada 6. All very deserving, great players here at the Final 3. Very excited that I'm going to have a chance to talk to them. I have a lot of questions, not a lot of time. So I'm going to do my best to get through the questions. I have a lot more leeway in terms of having a personality on these interviews than I did when I was interviewing the jury. No issues with tampering the jury or anything like that. So very excited to get a chance to talk to these guys. So to get into this, the order here is that Derek will be first, then I'll be talking to Paris, and then finally Kayla to cap it off. So let's get Derek on the line here.
Hey, Taryn, how are you?
Hey, Derek, how's it going?
Doing good. Busy man right now, but I'm enjoying it.
All right, so I've got some questions here for you. You played the whole game with Kayla. Do you really think she would have cut you at the end, like she said?
There's like 90% of me that wants me to say that she wouldn't cut me at the end, but the fact that I know she's a super fan, I know how competitive she is, and I know how badly she actually wanted to win. Like, when she was about to go home on the block against Allie, she was literally looking at me, looking at the camera, and been like, this is my dream. I want this so bad. I've worked so hard for this. I was sitting there being like, man, if she does get to the end, she might cut me. But, you know, my heart says I didn't think she was going to cut me.
Okay, so would you have voted for her if she did cut you?
I say, you know, in anger, in the moment, I was thinking, you know, I probably wouldn't. We had actually talked about it previously in the game. We're like, if either of us cut each other at the end, like, you don't have our votes. We're not even talking again after the show. And we kind of just like went after each other about it a little bit. But by the end of the show, I just, you know, if she did cut me, I just already had so much respect for her as a woman and what she's done and everything that we did together. I couldn't have not voted for her even if she cut me, just because I know how big of a fan she was and how badly she wanted to win. And if she truly believed that cutting me at the end of the game was her biggest move to hopefully win the show, then she did what she had to do. But for my game, I knew that if I did bring her, I would have won. You know, I had the jury and she didn't have the jury. And that's what it came down to. So I would have been able to prove that you can bring a showman all the way to the end and you still can win. And she wanted to prove that she was a super fan and she was committed to the game and she wanted to cut me. So I still would have voted for her if she cut me. I know the jury was so pro-Paris, it wouldn't have mattered anyways. And I didn't want to see her go home in a unanimous vote either.
Yes. So if she really was planning on cutting you, are you going to have to have some conversations? Is this going to be a little road bump in the relationship, or is everything fine?
I mean, we'll definitely have some conversations. We definitely touched on some personal things in the house that, you know, we said it's not just game for us. It's a mix of game and personal. So if we cut each other, like, I probably won't talk to you again and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it seems like in the moment, you know, if she knew that she might be cutting me in the end, then she was accepting the fact that she may lose me. But by the end of the show, we both, you know, basically came clean. She's like, Derek, you know, if you cut me, I'm still going to vote for you. And I was like, Kayla, I was going to tell you the exact same thing. If you end up cutting me, I would vote for you. So I think, as much as it is a game, you kind of got to separate the game from the personal relationship. And she was actually the one that taught me to do that. You know, I was super emotional when Jesse left. I was pissed off. And she was like, dude, like, I know you don't know anything about this game. And the one thing you got to do now, if you want to work with me, is you got to turn your emotions off. And I did that. And it's the fact that I knew those little things about her is why in the end, I was like, there is a chance she may cut me. But I also know how much she liked me. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've been in a few relationships, and I do know, like, the girls like me, and I can tell as well, and she questioned early on in the game whether or not I actually liked her as much as she liked me. And there's the things you don't see, like when we're laying in bed and she constantly wants to hold my hand and cuddle and do all those kinds of things where I really know that she liked me. So that's where it's kind of like, separate the game from personal. I know she liked me, but I know she was playing a game.
Yeah, well, that brings up another interesting point. We saw a lot of interviews with the jury discussing how they might vote and their thoughts on the final three. And a lot of them made comments implying that they kind of thought that Kayla was more into you than you were into her. How would you respond to that?
I would say that they were right. And I think she kind of read that early on. And for me, you know, she's an incredible woman. I like her a lot and she's super cool. But she just seemed like, and she was telling me like, oh, I'm always the girl that gets away. But I think like you might be the guy that gets away this time. And it was one of those things where it was weird because we both were so similar in personalities, in competitiveness, and who we are as people. And, you know, we really did click on a lot of levels. But I think she was falling for me a lot harder than I was falling for her because I knew as well that it was a game. And I told her that a part of my game was, you know, I'm not into PDA. I'm not into all that kind of stuff. I'm not here to make out with girls. I'm here to win. And she also respects that and was like, no, I'm here to win too. But I do think the fact that I didn't show it as much, there was a lot more kind of Kayla pushing a little bit more than me. I knew that, you know, just my small town charm could kind of work. And as much as she strung me along in a little bit of a sense, kind of to try and mold and work with me because I didn't know much, I also used her a lot in my own way.
Okay, so what jury votes were you expecting to get if you had been sitting next to Kayla?
To be honest, if I was sitting next to Kayla, I'm pretty sure I would have got just about all the jury votes. I can guarantee Ryan would have voted for me. I know Will would have voted for me. I would have had to cut Paris at the end, so I don't know if she would have voted for me. But I think Maddie would have. Allie and Liv are kind of up in the air. I had a better relationship with Johnny than Kayla did. I know me and Johnny had our feuds, but he had even more feuds with Kayla. So the three I know for sure I think I would have got would be Ryan, Johnny, and I can't remember the last one I just said.
Maybe Will?
Will, yeah, sorry. Ryan, Johnny, and Will. Those three I would have had for sure. But just the fact that no one wanted Kayla to win would have worked in my favor. And to be honest, when I got out of the house and I was evicted and I sat down in the jury, I looked at Will and he's like, man, if it was you and Kayla, everyone was going to vote for you. And I kind of had a feeling of that anyways.
Oh, wow. How do you think you would have fared against Paris?
It would have been closer. I mean, the fact that she was able to bring it in the end and win the competitions that she won to get all the way to the end. We knew hands down whatever happened, she had Will and Maddie's vote. It didn't matter who was sitting beside her. She had Will and Maddie's vote. We knew that all along. So she already had two of the four votes she needed. So all she had to do was sway two more people. I know she had that kind of father-daughter fun relationship with Ryan, but I also had a really good relationship with Ryan as well, even though he had his feuds with Kayla. I felt like between Allie and Liv, I thought they would vote for me over because they were so bitter when they left the house. They were absolutely trashing. Allie and Liv both trashed Paris and Will when they left the house. So I was actually kind of surprised that they ended up voting for Paris in the end, but it just goes to show how much they didn't want Kayla to win. But in my case, I was able to not burn any bridges and I was able to keep my composure the entire game. You know, I wasn't too argumentative. I kind of let people say their piece and I just apologetically left. So I knew that the one thing I wanted to do was to make sure I didn't burn any bridges because I knew if I had good personal relationships with everyone. You know, Ryan taught me a lot about what a bitter jury is all about, and I learned from him about that. And ever since I knew that, I was just like, man, whatever happens, there's no point in creating confrontation for yourself because at the end of the day, you're going to be evicting some of these people sitting in jury, and you're going to need their vote. And they're not going to vote for you if they hate you. And Kayla proved that.
What went behind the decision to evict Maddie over Paris at the final five?
We just viewed Maddie as a way bigger threat. From what we heard, you know, the competitions coming up in the final four were heavily mental, although they were physical and mental mix. We knew early in the game, we were catching on that Paris was smart, but I literally stole the competition on day 50 from Maddie, that veto for Shaw. She crushed it in that. She just about finished second in every single mental competition. And throughout the whole season, it was mostly mental. And even in the final five HOH that Kayla won previously on Big Brother Canada, Maddie was in the tiebreaker again and she couldn't pull it out. So we just knew that Maddie was smarter and she had a better chance of winning at that point in time. Not only that, she was sitting in the red room for hours with, you know, Cheerios and paper towel and making puzzles and all she was doing was studying. And I think that was probably the worst thing she could have done because we're like, what are you doing, Maddie? We're all sitting here talking, having fun, and you're just sitting in the red room studying. Like, we know you're studying. Be secretive about it, at least. but we saw how smart she was. She talked about how much, you know, she loved the show, how much she knew about it. And it was just, it came down to the fact that we thought Paris was weaker than Maddie at that point.
All right, one more question. What do you think your biggest mistake of the game was? What do you think cost you the win here?
To be honest, the only thing I can blame it on is myself. I did not win Big Brother because I was not able to win the final HOH at the end of the show. I had a good enough social game and a good enough trust in Kayla that she didn't cut me in final five or in final four. I mean, I won the triple and I was able to bring us to the final five. She won the next HOH and went final four, final three, but I just could not get a win after that triple. I mean, I had so much confidence. I was so proud of myself for what I was doing. And I was just like looking, I'm like, Maddie, Will, and Paris, like, God, I got this. Like, there's no way they're going to beat me. I was never loud about it, but in my own head, I knew. I was like, I can beat these guys. So, and the silly thing about it is every competition I went into, I was never nervous. They were always like, oh my God, we're so nervous. And I was excited. I was like, I want to get out and play. But, you know, at the end of the day, I couldn't pull out the wins to move myself forward. And when it comes to it, in the end of the show, unless you win, you're not going to get to the end of the show. And I wasn't able to win after the triple. That was my biggest downfall. Everything we did all the way up into the end of that show, I think I don't think I would have made a move any differently. You know, how we got Erica out early, Johnny, we got out Hamza, Veronica, all these strong players that we were able to, you know, dice way early on in the game. It's just, I don't regret any of those moves. I just personally can only blame myself for not being able to get those wins in the end when I needed them.
Yeah, I don't blame you for being confident. I have a podcast co-host that has a clip of me saying, Derek's definitely going to win the final four HOH.
And it was so close, though. Like, Kayla beat me by like 4 or 5 minutes in that. And then, you know, I fell just after her and stick it to me. And then even in stage two of the final HOH, we were running with the blocks and matching faces. I was pretty confident. I was like, there's no way Kayla beat me. Like, I felt so fast. I only screwed up at the top of the pyramid a little bit. We know the same amount of stuff, but I think I got her, and she just got me by 3 minutes. And I was like, I just sat there on the blocks after and be like, well, I mean, I did what I can do and I didn't get there. It sucks, but it is what it is.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me, Derek.
All right. Yeah.
There you go. That was Derek, who came in third place on Big Brother Canada 6. Man, interesting to hear some of these answers. I did not expect him to just flat out say, no, yeah, that's true. Kayla is more into me than I am into her. Maybe I shouldn't have been surprised, but not always that bold. He did say that he probably would have voted for Kayla even if she had cut him at the final three, although it turns out that probably wouldn't have mattered anyway. And ultimately, he just wishes that he'd won those competitions. It's important. It's an important part of the game, and it was an important part of his game, and I think he's right. I think that if he had just won some of those competitions, we may be looking at Derek as the winner. Big Brother Canada 6. But speaking of the winner of Big Brother Canada 6, it's time to talk to Paris, our winner, our champion. Let's get her on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Paris, how's it going?
It's going really well. How are you?
It's good. That was an exciting finale last night.
Yeah, I hope you delivered.
Okay, so I've got some questions here. I want to know, first of all, I want to know about the decision to take Kayla to the final two over Derek. What went into that decision?
Oh my gosh, you know, I'm so surprised that everyone's been asking about this, because inside the house, it was very clear as day that anyone sitting next to Kayla was going to have a really good chance. So first and foremost, it was that. She had done a really poor job of jury management. She definitely rubbed. I knew from her eviction speech that she wasn't good on the spot. She wasn't really that great at giving a final pitch, and I know how much that final pitch means. She had taken out in the jury, she had taken out Will and Maddie, and I already had Will and Maddie's vote. On the other hand, Derek had made big moves, but he was very friendly with the jury. He was able to articulate himself very well, and he was responsible for Johnny, Liv, and Ryan sitting out there. And those are the three people that I wanted to get the vote of. So by taking him out, I felt like I was able to, get those three votes as well. So to me, it actually seemed clear as day, and I think everyone else that was in that house at the time knew too that anyone sitting next to Kayla was going to have a really good shot at winning, because she has been so harsh with the jury.
Yes. How much of what the winners told you during your session with them influenced your answers to the jury?
Honestly, I think that that it definitely helped me a lot, really, really helped me. But at the same time, whatever I had rehearsed, I really was not able to stay on the spot because there's just so much emotion happening and there's so much going on that you just kind of say whatever is on your mind. You don't think about what you rehearsed. But what I think happened is that just by talking to the past winners, I was able to gain a new level of confidence in my gameplay and just kind of go for it and own my game and own my lives and, you know, own whatever I had done in the game. And so it really helped make me feel like I deserve to win and I needed to show the jury that I deserve to win.
Do you think that you swayed votes there at the end with your answers, or do you think they came in already wanting to vote for you?
I think that Ryan, Will, and Maddie probably were going to be voting for me anyways. I definitely think that with my answers, in combination with Kayla's answers, definitely swayed Allie and Liv, and potentially Johnny as well. I'm not sure. I mean, Johnny and I were close throughout the game, but I know he's a super fan. I know he appreciates the game. So there was a chance that he was going to vote for Kayla. But I think that my answers, again, in combination with how terrible Kayla, I think, did, really helped sway Liv and Allie.
Yeah, so I talked to Allie, Olivia, and Johnny during their exit interviews, and I asked them to rank who they were most likely to vote for in the finals versus who they were least likely to vote for. They all said they were most likely to vote for Kayla and not very likely to vote for you. So clearly something changed their mind in the jury house or during the final speeches. What do you think that was?
I think it was a combination of my final pitch. I think that I owned my game, but I also gave credit to them where credit was due. I was able to own up to my mistakes in the house. I'm not sure if Kayla was able to do that. I think she was a little bit condescending towards them. I think that didn't sit well with them because, you know, they are both really strong girls. Liv and Allie are really strong girls that like to think that they run the house, and it doesn't sit well with them for someone to be condescending towards them. That helped me. Also, I think their biggest complaint about me was that they thought I was a floater. And so me winning the two most important HOHs of the season really proved to them that I just hadn't been winning because I didn't have to. And when I had to win, I did just that. And I think that's something that definitely swayed them. So I think it was a combination of my final pitch with Kayla's final pitch, with having won two HOHs to prove to them that, hey, if I have to win, I can, and I did.
Yeah.
So I think that that's probably why. And that's it.
Well, you must have been really happy when you heard Kayla call the jury babies. That must have been
Oh my gosh, I was smiling. It was great. I was like, thank you for sealing the deal for me. I appreciate it, Kayla. Because it was just getting worse and worse by the minute. Like, every answer that she gave was just like, she was being like mean towards like the one vote that she had, which was like Derek. She was like, yeah, I played him. Like, I did this and that. And it was just, she's a super fan. She, of all people, should know the jury does not sail well with someone that talks like that. And it's like, that's something I kept in mind. Like, if I was in her spot and I played such an amazing game and had taken out so many people, which she did, and had been so manipulative and strategic, which she was, my final pitch would be very different. It wouldn't be like, oh, I'm sitting here, you guys are sitting out there because I'm so great and you guys suck. It would be like, no, you guys are so amazing and so good at this game that in order for me to win, I had to take you out for me to have a fair shot at it. You know, and it's so much goes into how you word things and how you come across the jury. So if you're sitting there all cocky, like, every single one of you are sitting out there because of me, I'm so much better than you, the jury's not going to like that. And the more she did that, the bigger my smile got, because I was like, thank you, thank you. You're locking in votes for me right now. Thank you.
Where do you think you stack up in the rankings of Big Brother Canada winners? How would you place yourself?
Oh, man.
I know. It's a hard question.
That's a hard question. I would put Kevin as number one because I love Kevin so much. I think he played such an amazing, well-rounded game. But they're all unique in their own ways. Like, I love Jillian for being a compies, for, you know, winning back-to-back with Emmett. Although I do think it is easier to have someone that can win back-to-back with you. I don't know, the Pax Bros played a different game. Sarah was so social. John's amazing move of just cutting Netta, like, that was history me right there. Like, I couldn't tell you. I think we've all played a very different game. For me, a lot of my strategy was to stay under the radar, to have my influence and to play good social games and just see how far it takes me before I start winning comps. And I really thought I would have to start playing, start playing physically and start winning competitions probably around week six. And then I kept having my social game carry me. So I was kind of like, well, I don't need to do this yet. And when it came time to proving that I could win, I won the same number of HOHs as any other combis in this season. I didn't have to win vetoes because I was never on the block because my social game allowed me not to ever be on the block. So I think it's just a different game. You know, some people are going to really appreciate my game, and some people are really going to hate my game because they're going to look at it as like, well, you didn't have to do much. But to me, it takes a lot of positioning yourself to not have to do much and not have to win vetoes. But I won just as many vetoes as Johnny, as Erica, HOHs as Johnny, as Erica, as Derek or Kayla. So I still think I'm just as deserving. It depends on how you look at it.
Very, very diplomatic answer there. So there's been a lot of talk about the definition, the true definition of a floater. I know June Song has been tweeting out that she thinks that you did a great job of playing the floater game that she invented way back in Big Brother 4.
Oh, wow.
I think the fans would say the definition of a floater is somebody that doesn't have to win competitions, that can get into the ears of power, of the people in power, and kind of like float back and forth so that they never have to win competitions. Would you say that was part of your strategy?
Yeah, I mean, if you put it that way, floater sound doesn't sound so bad anymore, you know? If that is a definition of it, I'm not too opposed to it. But, you know, I also, again, proved that I could win competitions when I had to. I won the final four HOH, guaranteed my spot in the final three. I won that final HOH. I took Kayla. Kayla did not drag me to final two. I took her. So to me, it's like, yeah, what's wrong with being able to get into anybody's ears or be able to, you know, sit well with everybody in the house. But I think the difference between me and maybe some other floaters is that I never had to kind of start a relationship with somebody because they were HOH. I already had been setting myself so well with everybody in the house that no matter who won, I felt safe. I didn't even have to go and be like, hey, so like, now be okay with me, or like, now don't look at me as a target, or like, now don't put me up. And, I think it's a little bit different because I did win the two most important HOHs of the season. So I wouldn't fully call myself a floater, but hey, I mean, if the most infamous floater calls me a floater, I can't say no to that, you know?
what do you think was your strongest or best asset in the game? What do you think was the thing that you did most successfully to get yourself the win?
Honestly, I think it was just the way I aligned myself with everybody in the house. I was part of the real deal. I was part of Espionage Toi. I was part of the Misfits. I was part of the Six. I had my bases covered with every single person in the house. No matter who won, I felt safe. I never had to start up, you know, a relationship once again when they won, because I already had manipulated dumb girl wrapped around their finger, which was just not the case. And I think I was able to make everybody feel like I was really close with them and that I was their like number one or number two. And I'm just not quite sure if anybody else in the house was able to do it as much as I did.
That's a good answer. All right, thank you so much for talking with me, Paris. Hopefully we can talk to you when I've got some more time with you at some point in the future.
Of course, I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.
There you go. There was Paris, our winner of Big Brother Canada 6. I did my best with the floater stuff. I did. We tried to talk about the floater stuff. I was very happy to hear that she felt like her biggest strength in the game was not necessarily the strategic moves that she was making, but the social bonds. I do wish I had more time with Paris. There's a lot more that we could get into about what she thought were her strategic moves in the game and all of that. Hopefully we can get Paris on a more long form interview in the future where we can dissect all of that stuff, some of the stuff that maybe she thought she did, some of the stuff that maybe she actually did do, and how she managed to take home this win, because I think it was some impressive stuff. We didn't get a definitive ranking out of her. She knows better, I guess. That's what you get when you try to pin a social player in a corner. But there you go. That was Paris. And now it is time to talk to the final member of the final three. Our second place runner-up, it's Kayla. Let's get her on the line here.
Hello.
Hey, Kayla. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be talking to you. Obviously, the outcome was the outcome.
Yes, of course. I'm okay with it, though. It is what it is.
Yeah. I've a nice, easy question for you first. Whitney Watson on Twitter wanted me to ask you this question. She said that, which nickname do you like the best? Pint-Size Punisher, which came from the Big Brother announcer. Johnny called you Slayla. Derek called you K-Bay. And Ryan called you a little ball of hate. Which do you prefer here?
Definitely Slayla.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be my favorite.
All right. Good to know. All the hard-hitting questions here. I do have a lot of questions for you, so I'm going to try and get through some of these. I talked to Johnny, Olivia, and Allie in their exit interviews when they were coming out of the house, and I had them rank from order of who they were most likely to vote for in the final two to who they were least likely to vote for in the final two. They all said that you were the person they were most likely to vote for, and they had Paris ranked last for almost all of them. So what do you think changed their minds from then to now?
Honestly, I think that just even Maddie going into the jury, Will going into the jury, they both said that they were going to convince the jury not to vote for me and that they were not giving me their votes at all. Honestly, I just think it was the jury management. People kind of thought that Derek carried me through this game and honestly didn't believe that I was going to cut Derek at the end at all. So I do think the jury, no matter what, was not going to vote for me in the end and I wouldn't have had their votes. I think that was just them being dramatic coming out of the house, being like, oh, the reason I'm out here is because Paris kept Kayla. It was the stupidest move to keep me. I do think it was a stupid move to keep me. They should not have kept me in the house, for one. But I talked my way off that block and stayed. And I think that that's why they thought I could win the game, because I did talk myself off the block. But then when everything cooled down, they were just like, oh, honestly, like, we don't want to really give this to Kayla.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about this narrative of, you know, Kayla, are you going to cut Derek? And you saying, like, I'm absolutely going to cut Derek. Do you think maybe you got, like, a little bit of tunnel vision in terms of, like, your entire game was focused on Derek and cutting him at the final three?
No, not at all. I tried to play my game for me. I just wanted to make sure that it was vocalized throughout the house that I would cut Derek, because that's what everyone's concern was, that if they were going to keep us both in the house, why would they keep me and Derek there if I was just going to keep Derek at the end? So I had to keep reminding people, because they thought I was getting too close to Derek. I was getting close to Derek, but I was still going to cut him at the end of the game. I think people just needed that reassurance.
So what was your strategy in terms of jury management when you were in the house? You obviously had a pretty good idea, especially toward the end, once you got past the triple, that you were probably going to be sitting in the end. So what was your strategy with jury management?
Honestly, I had absolutely no strategy when it came to jury management. I was just trying to worry about getting people out. I just thought, you know, there were so many super fans and big fans of the show. You know, I thought that they might have appreciated someone coming in that wanted to make big moves, that would lie, manipulate, play Big Brother, you know, be ruthless, that, you know, as a fan, I love watching. So that's what I thought they would want in a player. But I think that they just kind of at the end of it, maybe thought that, you know, they just really didn't want to give it to me, and that's what it was.
Was that the strategy with Ryan's goodbye message? Because it was pretty in his face.
Honestly, no matter what, everything that I did in the game, whether I said a nice goodbye or a mean goodbye, Ryan was never going to vote for me because he did not like me in this game. And whether I could convince him or not, I think he would have been just bitter and would want to give it to anyone but me. So my goodbye message didn't really mean anything to Ryan, I think.
Yeah. I have to ask, why did you call the jurors babies?
Oh my gosh. I think that was just in the moment kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oops, didn't mean to do that. I just knew at the point, even during the questions, just because of what questions were being asked, I knew that everyone in the jury was already voting for Paris. So I knew that I was not going to win at that point. And I think I was just being a little sassy at the end.
Already getting the digs in. You guys are babies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they all were. They were all emotional all game.
Okay, so throughout the season on the podcast, We had been calling you, Johnny, and Paris the three pillars of strategy in the house from like very early on. Do you think that lines up with how you saw the house?
Honestly, I thought Paris had the best social game in the whole entire house. I thought that Johnny was the best all-around player in the whole entire house, social and physical. But I thought Erica was pretty much up there as well. She just happened to be taken. You're welcome.
many of the jurors made comments that implying that they thought that you were much more into Derek than Derek was into you. How would you respond to that?
Well, that's what I told everyone too. You know, of course I had a little crush on Derek, you know, we try not to show it that much and try to focus on the game. You know, there's a lot of cameras around. We don't want to be sitting around just like kissing all the time, which so we didn't. And there were times that I was like, oh, maybe I do like Derek a little more than he likes me. But of course he did reassure me that he was super into me. It was just the whole camera thing. So it's just kind of because I had personal conversations with people and that's what I told people. I legit was like, oh, I think I'm into Derek more than he's into me. So they're kind of just repeating what I said.
Yeah. Do you think that there's potential for that relationship moving forward or what are you thinking there?
Well, Derek is my best friend. He's my favorite person in the house. I think that we'll stay in contact for sure. And hey, I have 20 grand now. I'm definitely going to go visit Vancouver this summer and hang out for a bit and we'll see what happens.
Sounds good. There's a bunch of debate about whether or not Paris deserved the win. Some people thought you played the better game and that the jury was bitter. And this has been happening a lot lately with Big Brother. How do you feel about all of that?
In the end, we all deserve to be in that position. I don't think someone deserved it over another. We were all very deserving. I think maybe I earned it a little more because I played the better all-around game, but Paris killed me in the social game, I think. Her speech was better than mine in the end, and she had better jury management. So honestly, if I maybe managed the jury a little better, maybe not called people babies in the end, maybe I could have pulled out a couple votes or so, but I think people just didn't want me to win, and that's what it came down to.
So do you think that that your biggest mistake in the game ultimately is the jury management aspect?
100%. That would be my biggest regret in the game is not managing that jury a little more. I think Paris went about it as just trying to be everyone's friend and being nice, as well as have a good social game. I wasn't worrying about making friends. I wanted to be more of the making the big moves, you know, stirring the pot, causing some drama, seeing what could happen. And that's what I was focusing on a little more.
So you were asked this question by, I think, Olivia, but she limited it to only half the game. But I want to know from you, like, what do you think was your best single move in the house, whether it was, you know, a power move or just a social or strategic positioning move? What do you think was the best move that you made?
Well, during my, she limited to before I even had power at all. So that didn't help me. But during my first HOH, that information that I took from Ryan, I think I glamorized it a little bit and obviously told some lies, told people that everyone was coming after each other, watching everyone blow up. I just honestly wanted to blow up Johnny's social game because I thought he was in the best position in the house. And then Canada did me a favor, saved Ryan from the block. I had the opportunity to backdoor Erica, which I think was one of the biggest moves.
And at the same time,
I knew Johnny was going to vote for the wrong person. And boom, Johnny's social game was done. Erica was out the door and nobody trusted Johnny anymore after that.
Yeah, I remember when you were testing Johnny. Allie told you to test Johnny to see whether or not he would throw Allie under the bus. And he passed the test, but then you lied to Allie and said he didn't. Well, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, but she believed me, so that's all that matters. But obviously, they all talk in jury, so when I lie to everyone and then they all start talking to each other, they realize, oh, wait, we don't like Kayla.
That was definitely a huge turning point in the game. Canada, saving Ryan.
Yeah, so good for him. He got saved, gave him another week, but at that point, I already ruined the trust with everyone that had... all the trust Ryan had with people because of my HOH, so he was going the next week anyway.
Exactly. I'm not a fan of the twists. People know this. Worked out for you, though. Thank you so much for talking to me, Kayla. I hope we get a chance to talk some more about the details of your game and everything. And I want you to know that you should be very proud of how you played this game. We did a 2-hour podcast yesterday morning reviewing your entire game. And it's very clear to me, and I think to most people, that you were easily one of the best players this season. So I hope you're proud of what you did.
Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of everything. And I'm so glad that I made the move that I did, even though people didn't like it. I'm all fine right with that.
Well, thank you so much, Kayla.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
And there we go. That is our final three. Kayla, very delightful to talk to. I had to show her some love. I haven't been able to show my these people that I'm interviewing love because they've all been on the jury. But Kayla, she just lost the game. I feel like, I think Paris played a great game as well. But, I wanted to make sure that Kayla, if I could do anything to prevent her from feeling down in this spot, you know, losing a jury vote is always a tough spot here. And so she should be proud of the way she played. Obviously not a flawless game, or likely even close, but she should be proud of how she played. And she really worked very hard and did very well. And she's got a lot of fans, Slayla. We'll see how the Kayla-Derek relationship turns out. I feel like I was getting a little bit of a conflicting set of answers from both of them. So hopefully they can work that stuff out. I am definitely very excited to talk with Kayla about her game and go through all of the details. We definitely need to discuss that first HOH week where she targeted Ryan. Lots to go over with that week. But there you have it. Our final three. Great final three. Great season. Great winner. Very happy about everything that we have been doing this season. And I just want to thank you guys who have been listening to these exit interviews all season long. I was extremely honored and extremely excited to have the chance to do these. I have always wanted a chance to ask the questions that I feel need to be asked. And I really wanted to represent the feed watcher perspective as much as possible and get as many straight answers out of these people as I could. So if you enjoyed these interviews, please, let Rob know, let Global know, let people know if you enjoyed, let me know if you enjoyed these, because I had so much fun doing them. And I hope that we can continue to do these in the future, because I really found it a valuable experience for myself, both as an interviewer and as somebody who was a fan of this season, getting to talk to these people, getting some answers out of them, and knowing now that that something clearly changed in the minds of Johnny, Ali, and Liv from when I talked to them to when they ended up voting. I can't wait to talk to those three again. We will definitely be asking them some questions as well in the near future. So thank you again so much, everyone, for joining us on this crazy ride this season. Make sure you tune in to these hopefully long-form interview podcasts that we'll have coming up soon. And in about a month, maybe. Who knows? We don't know the date exactly yet, but we're going to have some Big Brother 20 coming up soon. So very excited about that. I am just so grateful for all of the wonderful Big Brother we have in front of us. And so grateful to all of you wonderful listeners for staying with us all season long. So one more time, thank you for joining me. I'll see you next time.